In this episode of the Legendary Life Podcast, how to burn more fat and build more muscle. And what am I talking about here? I'm talking about five ways to personalize your workout for better results. Because getting results from exercise is more than just selecting good exercises or pushing yourself hard in the gym. It's about picking the best options for your goals, for your body type, and your ability to recover. If every workout were created equal, they would create the same results for every person. But all workouts aren't created equal, and neither are we. We all have different genetics. Yes, genetics play a part, whether you want to admit to it or accept that or not. Body types play a part. Our stress levels, our eating habits, our sleep quality, and our response to exercise. It's all different. While most effective workouts do boil down to the same principles, and I've covered that in my Principles of Exercise episode, there's a reason why many of the best bodies in the world used very different strategies to build them. And if you'd like to hear how I teach the principles of exercise, make sure you check out my episode called The 7 Most Important Exercise Training Principles for Getting Better Results. Wow, that's a long title, but it's episode 172. Again, the 7 Most Important Exercise Training Principles for Getting Faster Results. So, now, part of this has to do with understanding the science of building strength and muscle, as well as fat loss. What are the principles behind exercise that we can use to enhance fat loss as well? But the other part is the art of applying the science and principles to the person that you have in front of you. And in this case, we're talking about you. And that's what I've specialized in for the past 17 years, working with my personal training clients here in Miami Beach. I had to be an exercise agnostic to be successful with my clients. Not all of them wanted to do the big lifts like squats and bench presses, especially the women. And not all of them could even perform all the different exercises correctly. So I had to scale the exercises appropriately. I had to either give them progressions when they were too easy or regressions when the exercises were too hard for them to perform correctly. And some clients showed up as complete beasts, and I had to work hard to figure out how to challenge them in a way that was also productive. And personalizing your workouts to your goals, body type, recovery ability, etc., will help you get the best results for all your effort in and outside the gym. In fact, that's what I'm helping my CEO strength coaching clients do. We're only 2 weeks into the first group as I do this episode, and they're already seeing results. And I'm going to read a couple of the exchanges that I've had with my clients in the group. Sri says, "Hey, Ted, the workouts are great. I have more energy throughout the day, clothes fitting better, and feeling more confident." And I said, awesome, that's what I love to hear, right? Because as a trainer, as someone who's passionate about getting results, that nothing's better than that. Marcos said, "Workout is going great. My triceps are the biggest they've ever been." Now, Marcos has been actually training with me. He's on his fourth month with me because I was doing private coaching with him beforehand. And let me tell you, he's got some really cool before and after pictures from 3 months, but I'm going to wait another couple of months and show you the progression from week one to from the beginning to 3 months to 6 months. And you're going to see what a 6 month transformation actually looks like. And now that Marcos is a guy who's looking to put on muscle. I also have a guy named Mark, and Mark's in there to lose weight, to burn fat. And check this out. He's been in the group for 2 weeks, and he sent me this. Hello, Ted. I'm getting used to the sets, and I think the sleep issue will sort itself out. Have lost 10 pounds, man. Makes me emotional just to text this. You and Giselle are doing life-changing work, and you're two of the people who are making our world a better place despite all the grief. This weekend, I am going camping in the North Woods, one major hike and one fishing trip, carrying my gear in with about 20 others. Hey, man, I'm already feeling stronger and happier. It makes me, you know, kind of tear up a little bit reading that. Now, granted, Mark's a big boy and he's got some weight to lose, but he's getting progress. He's making results. In 2 weeks, he's lost 10 pounds. Now, it may not always be like that for him, but he's getting results, and it's because of the coaching process, because of his taking action is a huge part of it. I can tell you what to do, but if you're not going to take action, then nobody can help you, right? Only you can help you. However, not everyone has been getting great results from the general program that I've written. And one of our members had serious reservations if the workout I gave him was adequate enough. You think I'm not going to share that with you? I'm definitely going to share that with you. He said, "Hey, Ted, I'm still having concerns if this workout is really adequate for me. I have decreased my kayaking, started taking the supplements, and been doing the workouts as written. Yet, I've lost weight or stayed flat this week and have seen noticeable decrease in my arms and chest size, and most of all, I feel like I have less strength. I don't feel worn out and really feel only the slight bit of challenge from the workout towards the end of the sets, where it seems some of the guys are having genuine challenges doing these workouts. Is there anything to add? I am kind of discouraged. Thanks, Wes." And I asked Wes, as I did everyone, "Can I share these stories? Because these are real stories. These aren't the before after bullshit that you see on infomercials late at night. This is the real stuff right here. These are real people, not the handpicked from the best of the group." And so I reached out to Wes immediately. I never want a client dissatisfied. I work hard to make sure people get results. And we communicated about what issues he was having with the workout. And as you read, he was unsure why other guys in the group were being challenged, but he wasn't. And here's the thing. Wes is a young guy. He's already in good shape. He's tall and thin and has a lot of endurance, right? He's 27 years old. While everyone else is in their 30s and 40s, I think he's the youngest guy in the group. So I had to make some modifications to his routine to personalize it for his fitness level. Another thing I want to say is that he came off of a free workout that he had gotten from bodybuilding.com that had him doing all this stuff. And it was different because I'm kind of like the first month is a bit of ground zero. I made it so that it would fit most people, but the people who are more in shape, it would need some tweaking. So what I did was I talked to Wes. I talked about what he was having the issues with specifically. This is all over the app, by the way. We communicated all over the app. And I said, "Here, Wes, this is what we're going to do. Boom, boom, boom. You're going to add this." I had him do a couple things. I had him add another set to his exercises. I had him add some arm exercises because we have a home workout and a gym workout and he's on the gym workout. So I had him add some biceps and triceps following the same set and rep scheme. Now check out what he had to say. "Hey, Ted, thanks. Tracking on the app helps me make sure I eat enough throughout the day because Wes is looking to gain weight. I know many of us are not. We're looking to lose weight, but Wes is about gaining weight. And that's what the personalized aspect of this coaching is about. Not a general approach, but a personalized approach. So yeah, it looks like maybe I gained a few pounds on the 4th of July, venison burgers on whole wheat buns with green leaf lettuce, tomatoes, and onions. Try to have a healthy cookout." Venison burgers sound pretty good. The extra set is making them tough this week, and the 5-second negatives on the rows combined with the strict push-ups was tough in 5 sets yesterday. Looking forward to the next month. Another happy client. Why? Because I was able to tell him how to change his program in a way that made it challenging for him, but also challenging in an intelligent way. Not just like adding more exercise, just do more, bro. Just push harder, bro. Not dumb stuff like that. Intelligent ways to tweak the program. And one of the things I want you to pay attention to, because he showed me a few of his exercises and he was going so fast on them because he's a light guy. He's, you know, spry, I guess the right term is. And I was like, man, take 5-second negatives on the exercises. You're going too fast. And you need to slow down to work the muscle harder. And by the way, that's a common mistake. If you're looking to build explosive power because you compete in a sport, or more specifically, power endurance, fine. Rep out like crazy, explode through those 50 push-ups and air squats and whatever. But if you're looking to build muscle, if you're looking to build strength, slow down on the negatives. So anyway, another happy client, and I'm a happy coach. And I asked, like I said, I asked Wes if I could share this story to illustrate the power of personalizing workouts, as well as what I'm able to do. Because I'll be honest, I'm great at this. I've been doing it for 17 years. I've had that much experience coaching people and writing programs. And I wasn't always this good. It was a lot of trial, a lot of error, a lot of learning from mentors and learning from different people. And, you know, it took a while to get here. However, I know that everyone can't be a part of my fitness coaching program, although I would love you to be part of it. And if you're interested, go to legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and go learn more. But I did do this episode and wrote an article, and this is a killer article. I can't tell you it will be up today because I have a ton of stuff to do, but it will be up by tomorrow, okay? We'll say by tomorrow. And I wrote this awesome article to help you get better results from all your hard work in the gym by personalizing your workouts. So below are 6 ways you can personalize your workouts to achieve, or below. I'm reading that part. What I'm going to go over next are 6 ways you can personalize your workouts to help you achieve what most of us are after, a better looking and better feeling body. So number one, choose your goal. Most non-athletes in the gym have either one or two of these goals, either fat loss or building muscle. And it's important to understand what category you're in so that all your decisions for your workout program are congruent with your goal. For example, if you're looking to build muscle, but you're running through a fast-paced, lightweight, and low-rest circuit training routine, then you're not going to get the results that you're looking for. And I took that. You know, it's so great. I watch people in the gym when my clients are resting or when I'm waiting for clients. I saw a guy who was obviously trying to build muscle, and he was going through this circuit, and it's like light reps, no rest, poor results. But he felt it. He was huffing and puffing. Conversely, if your goal is to lose fat and you're on the 5x5 routine, which if you haven't heard of that, it's 5 sets of 5 reps per an exercise, then don't expect much fat loss to come from that workout. And I actually had a conversation with a guy who wanted to lose fat and was on that routine. And he's like, man, I'm getting great results, but I'm not losing fat. And I'm like, dude, you're not doing the right program. You're doing a strength training program. You're doing a program for a guy who wants to mostly focus on strength, because that is what the 5 sets of 5 routine will do. Second will be muscle. Muscle will come as a byproduct of doing those 5 sets of 5. But fat loss, not going to get too far with that. So make sure you're crystal clear on your goal and make sure your training routine and nutrition plan are congruent with it. The next thing I want you to do, number 2, is choose your exercise method. Let's say that your goal is fat loss. The most effective fat loss methods I know are these four. Number one, circuit training. Number two, complexes, and I'll go into what that is. Number three, density training. Number four, high intensity interval training. And these methods work better for fat loss than traditional strength training because of three reasons. Number one, high intensity. These methods use challenging resistance or lighter resistance, move fast in the case of high intensity interval training. And the higher load you use, the more metabolically challenging the workout. It's really, really simple. If you're doing 100 pounds for, let me ask you a question. What's more metabolically demanding? Doing 20 reps with 100 pounds or 20 reps with 200 pounds? It's really simple, right? The higher load you use, the more challenging it's going to be. Now, I gave you kind of a terrible example there, but I want you to understand this basic principle. You must use a more challenge if you want to up the metabolic challenge of the workout, if you want to burn more calories and get better results. Number two, they use more muscle. This is another simple idea. The more muscles you work, the more calories you burn. If you're able to combine a challenging routine that works your upper body, lower body, and core, then you'll be burning much more fat as a result. Versus, here's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in exercise. Are you ready? Have you heard of a Tabata? It's an interval training workout where you do 20 seconds on 10 seconds of rest, and you repeat that 8 times. Okay, so 20 seconds on, 10 seconds of rest, repeated 8 times. Now, if you're going to run or use a bike, okay, that's fine. But I know people who are like, oh, I do a tricep and bicep Tabata. You, my friend, I heard that on an interview. I'm not going to call out. I heard that. Well, actually, why not? I heard it on an interview on Dave Asprey's podcast, Bulletproof Radio. And I was like, what an idiot. Now you can still get. Now, it wasn't Dave who said that, by the way. It was someone else on his show. I thought that is crappy training, because you could be doing something much better. Now, I'm not saying that you won't get results from doing that. It's just not the best use of your time. If you did squat and push-up Tabata, that would be a lot better than doing a tricep and bicep, because the more muscle you use, the more calories you burn. Again, very simple. Here's another simple one. So I already went over high intensity, use more muscle, and then this last one is longer duration, and this should come as a no-brainer too, but research has consistently shown that the longer you exercise, the greater number of calories you burn. You may have heard of the afterburn, aka EPOC, which is short for excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. And it's a fancy sounding sciencey term that simply means that your workout was so metabolically challenging that your body continues to burn calories even after you stopped exercising. So that's why those fat loss methods work better than traditional strength training methods. You burn more calories. It's really simple. So here are some examples. Circuit training. And I wrote a basic circuit training program that is on this article. So make sure you go to the website, legendarylifepodcast.com, and you can see a sample circuit training routine as well as a complex. And so circuit training is simply going through a group of exercises with minimal or no rest. And there's a bunch of ways to do them, but there are better ways to do circuits. I personally like to take 3 to 5 exercises. I usually hit 5. You know, you could do 10 if you wanted, but I think that's kind of ridiculous. I personally like to choose about 5 exercises, and I like to alternate between upper and lower body or opposite muscle groups when I choose the order of exercises. And a sample body weight circuit routine that you can try out right now is push-ups for 12 reps, TRX rows, or if you don't have a TRX, you can do what are called inverted rows in the gym with the Smith machine for 12 reps, dumbbell goblet squats for 12 reps, V crunches for 12 reps, then you follow it, finish it off with a dumbbell farmer's walk for 60 seconds. Okay. And if you want to see the whole routine, go to legendarylifepodcast.com, look for episode 178, and you complete exercises 1 through 5 with minimal rest, then rest 2 to 3 minutes after. Then you repeat that 3 to 5 times if that's going to be your whole workout. Now, complexes are very similar to circuits, except you either focus on the same muscle group, like a leg complex, for example, or the same piece of equipment, a dumbbell complex. And I'm going to give you examples of both. A sample leg complex is these three exercises: bodyweight squats for 15 reps, followed by alternating reverse lunges for 15 reps for each leg, then finishing off with alternating step-ups for each leg for 15 reps. You complete exercises 1 through 3 with minimal rest, then rest 2 to 3 minutes after, and you repeat that 3 to 5 times. Now, a sample dumbbell complex, and by the way, the leg complex, it's very simple. It's like a circuit, but only for your legs, right? Now, a sample dumbbell complex is using the same piece of equipment. And what here's a sample dumbbell complex that is easy to do, and it's something that I use quite a bit. Dumbbell overhead press for 6 reps. Dumbbell front squat for 6 reps. Dumbbell bicep curl for 6 reps. Dumbbell reverse lunges for 6 reps. Then dumbbell thruster, which is a dumbbell front squat to overhead press for 6 reps. You complete exercises 1 through 5 with no rest, then rest 2 to 3 minutes after. And you repeat that 3 to 5 times. And what you do when you do a dumbbell complex is you focus on using the heaviest dumbbell you can while still being able to complete the complex without putting the dumbbells down for rest. And if you cannot go through that entire complex without resting, then your dumbbell is too heavy, or you need to drop 1 or 2 of the exercises off, right? You can do a dumbbell complex with 3 exercises, 5 exercises, 4 exercises. I chose 5 here because it's a bit nasty, and you'll get the feel of it. And when you don't put down, think about this: when you don't put down the dumbbells, what is that going to do for 5 exercises? What's going to fry your grip? Is what it's going to do. It's going to fry your upper body much more than any other part of your body, even though you're doing some leg exercises in there. So that's what it's kind of best for. So those are some examples. I did not give an example of density training because I have in the past, and high intensity interval training. I can throw out a good routine, which is the 15 rounds of 1 minute followed by 30 seconds of rest. So 1 minute of work followed by 30 seconds of rest done 15 times. That is a high intensity interval routine that had some research done on it. And I did an episode on that, so I don't want to go too deep into it. Now let's talk about muscle building methods. The most effective muscle building methods are these. You work out 3 to 5 times per week. And by the way, I think 4 days is ideal for most clients that I train who really want to change their body. You focus on compound exercises, meaning the priority is compound exercises. What are compound exercises? Pushes, pulls, squats, deadlifts, right? What is an isolation exercise or a non-compound exercise? Calf raises, hamstring curls, bicep curls, lateral raises for your shoulders. So focus on compound exercises. Now the isolation exercises you can throw towards the end And that's what you finish off with to kind of shape your body. But you got to get the big stuff in first. And use mixed rep ranges. And you can, there's a whole bunch of different ways to do that, but you want to lift in a variety of rep ranges. And I'm going to give you an example of a 4-day workout here. And use long rest intervals with strength exercises. Why? Why, Ted? Because when I rest 30 seconds, it feels much harder. Yeah, that's like, well, okay, well, I'll run this race. That's like running a race. Let's say you do the first lap and you're using a V12 engine and then, I'm trying to use a car analogy right now, but I can't think of one. What I'm trying to get at is when you don't rest long enough, the muscle fibers don't recover. So yes, it does feel harder, but it's harder in a way that doesn't produce better results. And that is something that most people just can't get through their head. Why? Because it's not logic, it's physiology, right? It's understanding how the light switch works, understanding how computers work. It's not logic, it's science. It's the mechanics of how the human body works. You know what else makes exercise harder? Don't drink any water. And don't eat any food. Try that. It makes it much more harder. And go without sleep while you're at it if what you're after is hard. It just doesn't make it harder in a way that's more productive for you, okay? So how to do this long term and use these ideas is a much more in-depth discussion and beyond the scope of what I want to talk about in this episode. I will, however, give you what I think is a solid strategy to follow. So let's talk about the workout split. My go-to workout split for people who train 4 days, and this works so well from all the clients. I mean, I've had some great success with training people's bodies. I mean, transforming people's bodies with this split. Monday, you work upper body. Tuesday, you work lower body. On Wednesday, you rest or you do your 10,000 steps or aerobic exercise. On Thursday, you do upper body again. Friday, you do lower body. Saturday and Sunday, you do rest, 10,000 steps, or aerobic exercise. That is an awesome split. Now, okay, so what do you do for upper body? What do you do for lower body? And do you repeat the same upper body and lower body routine twice? Well, you could do that. And I've written you a program here, a 1 month program that you can use. And it's well written, but it is a general program. However, most of you'll get results from using this program, especially if you're not, I don't want to go through it because there's no point. It's kind of long. But if you go to this article on my website, and also, I'll be replacing the free workout with this workout here. And if you go to my website and look for 178, how to personalize your workout, it'll be there. But here's the thing. It's a well-written workout, right? Even though I use more advanced techniques for my CEO strength coaching program, right? Because that's just how it is. But you'll still get results if you follow it. And it won't be individualized, but I want to talk to you about what's going to happen. You probably experienced this following other programs that you've gotten off the internet. Some of you will follow this workout and you will get better results than you ever had before with a workout program. And I want to say, enjoy them. But eventually, this program will stop working for you. Why? Because all programs stop working. You need to understand how to transition into something different, something new, but also something that builds off of what you've been doing. And when that time comes, I want you to consider signing up for my CEO Strength Online Fitness Coaching Program. And I'll get you even better results than you had messing around with this 1 month program. Now, some of you, you're going to try the program, right? And you're going to get crushed. You're going to work out the upper body, you know, one day, lower body, the next, rest, upper, lower, the next, you know, and you're going to be walking around because it's a tough program. You're going to be walking around with incredible soreness for a week or two, and you may even give up. And that means you weren't ready for this workout. It doesn't mean it's a bad workout. In fact, it's a good workout, but it's not appropriate for you because your fitness level isn't enough. That's like giving a person who runs 3Ks, hey, well, I want you to run a 20K. You can't go from running a 3K to a 20K and expect to be all right doing it without some transition points in between. You need to progress, right? So that's what's going to happen. And if you want me to help you, sign up for the coaching program, legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching. I'm so excited about it. That's why I keep talking about it. But some of you will not know how to do some of the exercises correctly. You'll look at, because I got Romanian deadlifts in there and front squats. You'll be like, oh, whoa, how do you do a front squat? I don't know. I don't think I can get my wrist into the proper position for front squats, or I don't know if I'm doing that Romanian deadlift right. And if that's you, don't do the exercises. You must know how to do them correctly. So either learn how to do the exercise, get a personal trainer to show you how, or someone in the gym who really knows what they're doing, or substitute the exercises that you don't know how to do with ones that you do know how to perform correctly. However, here's the key. You have to make sure that they're the same, challenging for the same number of sets and reps. Because for example, I have Romanian deadlifts, 3 sets of 6 reps. You can say, well, you know, I don't know how to do that, but I know at the back extension bench, I know I could do that exercise and it's kind of like a deadlift, right? And then you go over to the back extension bench, but you can bang out 15 reps. And that is not the same thing. You need to challenge yourself for 3 sets of 6 reps. That means heavier weight. So what would you do in that case? You would hold a plate to your chest while you did the back extension, something that would challenge you for 6 reps. Or you could hold dumbbells in your hand, right, to do the same thing. That's how you would do that. So that's what choosing the right method is. So I know that was a lot of information, but fat loss, make sure you're doing one of the circuit trainings, the complexes, the high intensity interval training, the density training. Or if you're doing muscle building, make sure you're following a 4-day split like what I recommend. Or I wouldn't do the 5-day splits because it's a little bit tricky. You got to really know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're just messing around in the gym. So I would do a 4-day split and stick to that upper, lower, rest, upper, lower, rest, ref schedule. And that will be great. It will work great for most of you. Number 3, strive for progress. One of the most common mistakes I've seen in the gym over the past 17 years is people who show up doing the same workout routine with the same exercises, doing the same amount of sets and reps, and lifting the same amount of weight. A perfect example of this is one of my personal training clients' girlfriends. He's been training with me for a year, right? Or a little bit over a year. And he's lost over 20 pounds. He's done his first pull-up ever in his whole entire life. And he's done his first dip ever in his whole entire life because he's kind of a big guy. And so we worked a lot on building up the strength. Now he's doing sets of 4 sets of 4 reps with the dips. And we're actually doing pull-up chin-up holds, so isometric holds right now. So I can't tell you how many pull-ups he can do yet. However, his girlfriend, and he works out with me 3 times per week, and he's gotten those results. She works out 6 times per week, double what he does. But here's the difference. She goes to classes where the workouts are consistent and with the intensity that they use. There's no focus on lifting more weight at all or upping the intensity at all. And that's pretty standard for those types of exercise classes. It's all about feeling tired at the end of the session. But guess what? Tired doesn't equal progress. Progress equals progress. So simple. So simple. Tired does not equal progress. Oh, bro, killer workout. I'm so tired. Okay, cool. Are you stronger than you were from last month? Are you lifting more weight than you did a month ago? Are you doing more sets with the same weight than a month ago? Are you doing more reps with the same weight than a month ago? Are you able to use more resistance on the cardio machine or incline on the treadmill than a month ago? Because if the answer is no, then it's no wonder that you hit a plateau. Because she talked to me, she was very frustrated because she's spending double the time, right? But the workouts are the same intensity. It's the same challenge. So yes, it's hard for her and she sweats and feels like she's getting a workout, but the changes in her body aren't happening. And she said, well, I'm doing everything except I'm not doing strength training. And I said, that is everything. Actually, I don't think I said that. I calmly tried to explain to her why that was more important than everything else and that she could be getting better results and with less work. I know that's really hard to understand, but I have clients who've made that progress, who've made that transition. However, she only wanted to work out with me one day a week and it wasn't going to be that consistent. So I never took her up on it because it's a waste of my time. So this is a basic principle of exercise physiology, and you've heard me talk about it before. It's called the principle of progressive overload, and it's a basic principle that most people aren't taking advantage of. Now, of course, you can't always do more month after month and lift more weight, but let's get real. Most people are nowhere near their potential. I've been at this for a long time. I'm nowhere near my potential. Before I got into that car accident, I was making results. I was getting stronger. I was lifting more and more weight. I deadlifted 345 and it was super easy. It flew up. I've got a video of that. So it's up on YouTube in case you'd like to see it. But I was making progress consistently. Then I got into the car accident, herniated discs in my neck, and things kind of changed, so I started on the bodyweight workout. But I've been doing that bodyweight workout for over a year now, right? All bodyweight stuff, and believe me, it's crazy challenging, way more challenging than anything I've ever done with exercise. I think deadlifting and squats, I think it's really, I don't think they're that challenging. People argue this, there's not a lot of skill involved. But compared to some of the gymnastic strength training, it's just nowhere near the same. And that's why I have the online coaching clients. They're using principles and exercises from the gymnastic strength training that I've been able to pull together into a more traditional format. However, I've been making progress every single month in this new phase of workouts that I'm in for over a year. Are you doing that? Because you should be. It's something that you should be able to do. And that's the reality because, like I said, you're nowhere near your genetic potential. And here's the thing. Can't speak English this morning. You're most likely to have years of progress ahead of you, but only if you do the right routine. And the right routine will change as you get stronger and in better shape. Just like Wes's example where he wasn't being challenged by the workout. He needed something different. And that's why I offer individualized coaching to help people overcome exercise plateaus and weight training injuries from less than ideal workouts. We've got a few people who've had some injuries in the past and now they're doing fine because I gave them something else to do, right? Because exercises are important, but they're not as important as you would think. There's always a way to work around an injury. And I'll tell you another thing. Most people overestimate their ability to get results in the short term while underestimating their ability to get results in the long term. And this mentality leads to what you see in most gyms. People who are pushing hard month after month but turn to supplements and steroids, at least in the case of guys, although some women do that, because their results have hit a plateau. Don't be one of those people. And what do I mean by overestimate their ability to get results in the short term? They try to load up the weight. They try to push as hard as they can because I want results fast. But if you say, hey, if you took it a little slower, you could deadlift 500 pounds. They would be like, oh, no, I could never do that. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You just don't know how to do it. And I'm telling you, you can do it. I'm not telling you you should want to deadlift 500 pounds. That was a goal for me in the past, and I was on my way up to it. I could have easily, you know, gotten there, but I could have gotten myself there steadily. But things kind of changed for me, and I'm doing something different now. But you can, you're nowhere near maximizing your potential. So take it easy, get on the right program, make sure you're making progress, strive for that progress. And if you're not, do something about it. Fix the situation. Now, number four is eat for results. And I'm not going to go into nutrition too in depth here. I did a whole article on that. And, the ultimate diet for building muscle and improving your health. But I will say this here. If building muscle is your goal, then you should be in a calorie surplus. What do I mean? Eat slightly more calories than you need. If fat loss is your goal, you should be in a calorie deficit. In other words, you should be eating slightly less calories than you need. And slightly, you don't say, hey, I just stopped eating and I'm losing weight like crazy. Because that isn't going to work out long term for you, okay, my friend? You've got to do things in a more gradual manner. And that's so against the mentality of our society today. Crash diets, fad diets, starve yourself. And, just think slightly less calories. If you want to lose fat, slightly more calories, okay? And you don't even have to count calories. You can just, if you want to build muscle, eat another meal every day. If you're eating three meals, eat four meals or have a protein shake. Keep going until you start to see the progress. If your goal is to lose fat, you don't have to eat less calories. You can simply cut back on the starchy carbohydrates. That's a way of doing it, although that's not super necessary. You could have smaller plates. You don't even have to change what you're eating. You could eat smaller, you could use smaller plates and you'll have less, but you got to find ways to cut the calories while keeping your exercise congruent with your goal. And let's get to number five, which is track your progress. And tracking your progress is key to making sure you're on the right track to getting the results you deserve from all your hard work in the gym. However, many people don't track their results or don't know even where to start when it comes to tracking their results. And this is what I do to personally guarantee that my clients and I are getting results from what we do in and outside the gym. I have a training notebook. I keep record of every single workout of every month that I've been working out. And I have so many of my own. And I do that for my clients. I keep detailed notes about my personal training clients as well as my online coaching clients' workouts. That way, if something isn't working, I see it in the numbers. Numbers don't lie. If you're showing that you're lifting more weight or doing more sets, doing more reps, the numbers don't lie. If you're doing less, the numbers don't lie about that either. So a training notebook. Actually, I don't use a notebook. I use my iPad and I have everything written out. Every week, I know what I'm doing. And I write it down. And if something changes, then I write it down, right? If I was going to do four sets of four reps and I only did three, I write it down. So another thing you can do is scale and tape measure. It's another easy way. And I talked about this in my nutrition article, but I wanted to talk about it again to keep track of your progress. Use the scale to measure your weight, and use the tape measure to measure the circumference of your problem area. For example, I'm one of those guys, a typical guy, who stores fat around my midsection. So let's say I step on the scale and the scale goes up, right? I've gained weight. But let's say I measure my abdominal circumference and it stays the same or ideally got smaller. Well, I know I'm on the right track. And if the scale goes up and my waistline increases, then I know I better change what I'm doing. And I want to give you another example of this. A client of mine who I train him, I train his wife, and I train his two kids. But probably about 9 months ago, he got really busy with work. He's a very successful guy. And he fell off the exercise wagon. But I've still been training his wife and his two kids. So I get to see him every week. And here's the thing. He's got this skinny build, but a belly. And we were able to shrink the belly and put more muscle on his upper body. And since he's stopped training with me, he's actually lost weight. But here's the thing. His belly is bigger. Not ideal. And he knows. Some people would be happy. They'd be going, oh, I lost weight. But he's not knowledgeable enough to know that he lost it from the wrong places. In fact, I trained him last night. And he's like, man, you know, my arms are smaller, my chest, my shoulders are smaller, I weigh less, but my belly's bigger. And belly fat, as you know from the episode that I did the other day, that is critical it's associated with a host of terrible things, including heart disease, greater chances of death. So not good, greater chances of diabetes, not good. So of course, knowing what to do when your workout isn't working is a whole other discussion. We'll save that for another podcast, right? But now you have some things that you can play around with. You can ask yourself about what you're doing. And just to recap, number one is choose your goal. Is it fat loss? Is it building muscle? Two, choose your exercise method. Because if your goal is fat loss, you better be doing circuit training, complexes, high intensity interval training, density training, something that lends it to a more effective way of burning calories, burning fat. If your goal is muscle building, you want to do like what I talked about, hit 4 days, hit bigger lifts, rest in between your sets, and so on. Number three is strive for progress. If you are not consistently making progress every month, then your workout isn't working or it's not that great, period. Number four, eat for results. Make sure that you're in a calorie deficit, a slight calorie deficit. If you are looking to lose fat, make sure you're in a calorie surplus if you're looking to build muscle. Pretty simple. Number five, track your progress. Be honest with yourself about your results. And when you start to track it, and I'll tell you, I'm not a huge tracker, but this is something my workouts are something that I track all the time because I know that tells me about my health. If I'm consistently making results with a well-designed program, then that also tells me that, you know what, my health is pretty good too. So make sure you're tracking your progress. And if you'd like me to help individualize your workouts, make sure and also track your progress through the app so I could see what you're doing. Go to legendarylifepodcast.com/coaching and sign up because we're doing a second group that is going to be starting in July, the second week of July. Or actually, let me tell you right now, let me look at the phone real quick. And so it's going to be starting soon. So it's the 6th. We'll be starting on July 11th. So next Monday. If you want to be part of it, would love you to be part of it. However, if you're not ready for that, totally understand. We are doing a webinar on Thursday, tomorrow. So if you want to get on that, where I'm going to show you in even more depth and using graphs and pictures of what actually happens during exercise and showing you exactly what to do to get better results, make sure you go to legendarylifepodcast.com, sign up for the webinar. You'll see it at the very top of the website when you first go to the website. That's all I've got. Have an awesome week. Track your workouts, personalize your workouts, make sure you're getting results because you deserve it.